Shall we welcome Fiona to come and give us a song?
Amen.
We are blessed to have with us here the chairman of Shepherd's House denomination, With a round of applause, shall we welcome all the way from Jamaica, Bishop David Jadu, to bring us greetings from Shepherd's House denomination. Wow, what a blessing.
Praise the Lord. Master Seed Chapel, praise the Lord. Oh, please take your seats. Wow. What a blessing to be in this awesome conference and convention. This is the first Master Seed homecoming convention, and it's been a blessing so far. I'm very, very honored to be here this evening. I bring you greetings from Shepherd House International. Shepherd House International is our denomination in the Caribbean. It comprises of all the churches in the Caribbean. And by the grace of God, we are doing well. We are doing our best to cover all the other islands that we are not there yet. But I believe that God is going to help us. And we are waiting for you to come and join us so that we take the islands. It's really a blessing to be in a church like this that we have many, many other denominations. You know, we have a great prophet in the house, Bishop Dag, that has established denominations. I've never heard of any pastor that has even two denominations, but to have 10 denominations, boy, I believe that we are in a great place. Put your hands together for Bishop Dag. Hallelujah. And Master Seed Chapel happens to be also our spiritual heritage where we were birthed into ministry. So that is why we are here. And I believe that as you are enjoying yourself in this awesome atmosphere, it should be a platform for you to jump into ministry, jump into missions. Don't just enjoy yourself, don't just shout, but make sure that by the end of this conference or convention, you should be out there getting an island or getting a country to become a missionary. Thank you very much. God bless you. And let's enjoy ourselves. Bye-bye.
Amen. Are you ready to welcome her? Pardon? Please, we want to hear some patois.
Master Seed Wagwan! I hear so nice, man! Respect. Listen. I don't know what to say, actually. I think that I'll talk to you later on. God bless you.
You know, when God loves you, He always sends you a man. For God so loved the world that He gave us His only begotten Son. With great pleasure, rising up to our feet, shall we welcome back to minister to us the anointed man God sent to us. Nobody else than our own Bishop E.A.T. Saki.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. God is gracious, isn't he? I see you in the future. You look much better than you do right now. I see you in the scriptures. You look much better than you look right now. Hallelujah. Sit on top of your enemies. Crush them. Suffocate them. Make them uncomfortable. Squeeze them. Amen. Fantastic. Fantastic. All right. So are we still here? And God is still with us. And God is helping us. Hallelujah. All right. So we are still on. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Who are these? These are the dancers? And the dancers, fantastic job, fantastic job. Beautiful job. Amen. Provision. When are the pastors going to dance? We have pastors dancing stars. What do you think about that? Is it a good idea? Where Pastor Helen? You'll be dancing. Wow. I think it should be a beautiful idea. No, you all dance. Friday night. Wow, it's not going to be easy here. Marvelous. The pastors are game. They look game for the dancing. It's too powerful. Wonderful, wonderful. It's good to have fun. When you were young, we had a very bad idea about church. Church is a place where you can't smile, a place where you can't dance. That was the struggle that Bishop, our Jamaican bishop, had when he went to Jamaica. He said, can I feel so free in church? I didn't know that I can be so happy in church. For the church is, you have to wear long frock, up to here, and wear hats, and look in the air, and sing. The only song they sing, Amazing Grace. Amazing, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Once was lost. But bless God that there's life all around us. Amen. And we are grateful to God. I hear some people are shopping seriously in the church at this place. I hear some pastors and missionaries are shopping for people to join them on the mission field. Shopping. The islands are waiting. So you are shopping and picking people up the shelf, taking them off the shelf to Vanuatu and to Fiji. When they approach you, be soft. Because for you know, it's God who is speaking to you. Are you there? It's beautiful to have 10 people going to Vanuatu, 10 going to Fiji, 10 going to Papua New Guinea, 10 going to Jamaica, 10 going. And Bishop Richard says that they all are doing it with his blessing. Bishop Richard, is that right? perfect. They should take them. No, they can't hear you, please. I beg you.
Please take as many as you can. The church. This is an industrialized church. It's not a problem for us at all. Next year, come. You see more people ready. Take. Wow. What a father.
You know, sometimes when a person, somebody who is normally not so kind, is so kind to you, you begin to worry whether it's genuine or something. Because I've known him to be this kind. He said, take, I tell you, you should really worry about the liberality of such a man. We have not known him to be this. I know that he likes the ministry and all that, but take like that. Bishop Richard saying, take. Are you also taking? Hey!
But we are blessed. Amen. I said we are blessed. Are you there? So, yesterday I was talking to you about examples of people in the Bible who were blessed, who met God and their lives were blessed because they chose God and served God. We talked about Abraham, hallelujah, who was so blessed. Eliezer talked about him and said, wow, this man is, my master is so blessed, amen. We talked about Isaac, who was so blessed that when everybody's business was collapsing, he sold. And that same year, when things were so difficult, his own flourished. He reaped 100 times. Amen. Talked about Jacob, whom God blessed right there in the place where he met God. Right at that place, God blessed him. Amen. Talking about Samson, who was blessed. He grew, the child grew and was blessed by the Lord. Amen. And some other people. Now the question you need to ask is, what are the areas where God is going to bless you? The areas of your blessing. Amen. Just very briefly, and then we'll carry on. The areas of your blessing. Hallelujah. When God is going to bless, as you serve God, how is God going to bless you? What are aspects of life that we are going to see God's blessing on you? Philippians chapter 1. Help me, Jesus. Verse 6. Philippians chapter 1 and verse number 6. If you don't mind, let's all read it out loud and clear. Some of you refuse to read. So let's all attempt it for the last time. Hallelujah. You see, blessing starts from inside of you. He who has begun a good work in you, a good work has begun in you. Amen. God's blessings doesn't start up with things. It starts inside of you. Amen. He who has begun a good work in you. In you. Amen. How many of you can see that something good has begun inside of you? How many of you used to be really bad? All of you were saints, isn't it? All of you here. Yeah. How many of you can see that you are still not so good, but at least you are better than you used to be? Can I see your hand? You are not there yet, but at least you can see that you are better than you used to. Can I see you? Can I see your hand? You are not there altogether, but somehow it's better. Isn't that really wonderful? Amen. A good work has begun in you. A good work has begun in you. Amen. When you met Christ, some good work began inside of you. God began to do a new work. Something is changing, 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 changing. Your life is changing. Amen. Even the things, your desires are changing. I don't know whether anybody is hearing what I'm saying. Amen. Something that used to be great hindrance in your life, they are falling away. Some people used to fornicate every week. But this year, it's only twice. It's better than it used to be. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. It's getting better. Tell your neighbor, it's getting... Hold his shoulder and shake him and tell him, I know it is getting better. I said, shake him and tell him or her, I know it's getting better. Amen. He who has begun a good work, a good work, a good work, hallelujah, a good work has begun inside of you. Amen. Things are getting better by the grace of God. Your badness is minimizing. Hallelujah. Your bad attitude is minimizing. Some of you used to have very bad temper. But these days you can handle some rubbish. Hello, can I have some more volume? These days you can handle some rubbish. You used to be a no-nonsense guy. But now look at you, cool. You're almost a phlegmatic now. Pastor Sisi, am I right? Yeah. I mean, can you not see that you are much better? That you, who used to be uncontrollable, little thing, yourself will arrive. But now you sit there and smile and say, look at it. Don't worry. Let it pass. Even in your marriage, you can see that you have become a nicer person. Yeah. You have become sweeter and nicer. I met a couple the other day. They used to have quite some quarrels in their marriage. They used to have quite some fights. And I used to talk to them all the time. Every time I travel to where they are, after preaching, I'll have to talk to them and talk to them and all that. Then after some years, I didn't see them for a while, and I saw them later on. And I asked, how's marriage? He said, oh, Bishop, we are still fighting. I said, wow, this is powerful. Really nice. Why are you looking at some couples? I don't know why everybody's looking at some particular couple. You also don't know why they're looking at them. What a shock. They're looking at you, Ivo. You're not the reason why I'm talking at all. But if the cap fits. Anyway, who the cap fits. But I'm saying that, you know, when I saw them after a while and I asked them, I asked the gentleman, I said, oh, we stop fighting. I said, why? How come? I was so excited. I thought he was going to tell me that I'm maturing in Christ. He said, Bishop, we are tied. We are tied.
We have stopped fighting because we have fought all our life. We are tired. So when I see him and when I see her, when she sees me, all my nonsense, all her, I can handle it because we are tired. After 12 years, you should be tired of fighting. Are you with me? Yeah, I always say that the most successful marriage that has ever been consummated is between a deaf husband and a blind wife. That is the best marriage which has ever worked out. Best marriage. A deaf husband, blind wife. Why should the wife be blind? Because men can misbehave. So when the wife is blind, you can't see all the misbehavior. Deaf husband, because women can speak rubbish. They can say something that can pain you. But when you are deaf, when they speak, you can't hear. So you are on your way to heaven. May every husband here be deaf. May every wife here be blind. So that there will be peace in your home. I see God blessing with peace in the name of Jesus. Amen. I said amen. Amen. Now listen, God has begun a good work in you. Amen. You started off like nobody, but you are moving ahead. You are becoming a shepherd. You are becoming a pastor. You are moving on slow but surely because a good work has begun inside of you. And that good work shall be completed. Amen. Amen. Some of you, by the time you are ready for marriage, by the time you're getting married, your husband will think that he's marrying an angel. Are you still there? I said, are you still there? Philippians chapter 2. And verse 13. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 13. What does it say here? Philippians 2, 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Amen. This one says, for God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. That's the New Living Translation. God is working in you. Say, God is working in me. Amen. Normally, somebody like you will not be sitting in church at this time. Yeah. That is not your place. No. You will not. But somehow, God is working. He's making you to love him. He's making you to do his good pleasure. Amen. Everything that seemed to affect you negatively, God is working on your life. Did you say amen? A good work has begun. Some of you used to have very low self-esteem. Yeah. You felt, I'm good for nothing. I can't do anything well. You didn't used to place value on yourself. But God is making you increase your value. God is making you to say you are valuable. You are useful in his kingdom. Can I have an amen? That low self-esteem, that feeling of low every time, and feeling of some of you used to get depressed so often. That spirit used to hang around you so strongly. But you see, as you keep, you know, it's not every time that perhaps hands have been laid on you, but as you have stayed under the influence of the way, demons have left you, evil spirits have left you. You see God reorganizing your life. Suddenly, so you see that, hey, I'm a valuable person. God can use me. In the name of Jesus, may God give you grace. May God give you power. May that good way be continuing in your life. Even your way of thinking is changing. It's all part of the good work that God has begun inside of you. Amen. You're getting better. Hallelujah. So the blessing starts from inside of you. Inside of you, something is taking place. Have you met a depressed person before? Have you met someone like that before? Who could get so depressed? So depressed. Sometimes it could be your upbringing. Sometimes you've gone through a series of rejections in your life. You've been through things that has made you devalue yourself, that has affected you and affected the way you look at life. You always tell yourself, life has not treated me well. I know which home you came from, but perhaps you have been through various things in your life that has affected you and affected the way you think. When I gave my life to Christ, I struggled with this type of low self-esteem even before I gave my life to Christ. Struggled with it. I'd never had confidence in anything. I mean, I was okay in class and all that, but you see, due to various situations and experiences I had, I said before, many, many times, how my mother tells me that when she was pregnant with me, that was when the marriage was not working. And so my parents decided that they should abort this child. What a shock. You know, because my two brothers were already there, twins, and I was coming in. At the time when they decided to end the marriage, that's when she discovered she was pregnant. It's okay, since we don't need this child now, the marriage is not working, this child should be aborted. So my mother tells me that she had to go and see a pharmacist who gave her something to take so that the baby can be flushed down. And she took it for 2-3 weeks. The baby wasn't coming out. Are you there? So she decided that she'll go and see a more qualified pharmacist in those days. And when she saw this one, he said, "Oh, madam, this thing that you are taking when you are pregnant, it rather makes the child's bone strong." What a shock. So I said, now it is too late. If you try and take this baby out, both you and the baby will die. And she was not ready to die, so she kept me. But God kept me. It was God who kept me. Are you still in church? Hello? Are you still there? But you see, I'm just saying this to say that my background affected me a great deal. So, I was not supposed to arrive, but I arrived. What a shock. My parents would have lost a great deal if I have not arrived. Yes, I had to be here. Are you there? I had to be at this MTL. Anyway, so God kept at the due time, I was delivered. But by the time I arrived, I was not supposed to arrive. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I was not supposed to, but I arrived. And I was around. And I've been around. By His grace. Amen. But you see, I'm just giving you a little example to understand when I talk about the fact that, you see, for you to become a person that God can, serving God that God can use, you must allow God to work inside of you. And already a good work has begun. I said a good work has begun inside of you. Amen. So with that experience, a little child growing up, Because it's like, okay, you are not supposed to give birth to this guy, so it's your fault. Take care of her. I'm taking care of him, so I was thrown over to hey, you take care of him. I'm not interested. So with all, I'm not saying this very carefully and very briefly so that you can have a certain picture. Sometimes you don't know somebody's issue, and you don't know some of the things that can affect us. And if you don't allow God to work on our lives, in your desire to serve God, it can become something that is pulling you back. But I pray that God will work in a good work in your life. Complete that good work so that what is painful will become a testimony one day. Shout amen. Amen. Are you still here? Hello, are you still here? Right, so moved on. I have two brothers, older ones, and so on. And it's just throughout school. I'll tell you something. Throughout school, there was not one day that people owe school fees and I will not be number one. Because the father said, I'm not interested. I'm not going to look after this boy. Because he was supposed to have bought him and he didn't do it. Every time, I tell you, it's when people say, E8, let's welcome Bishop E8 Isaac, and they shout. I remember one day, they were shouting at the Kodesh, let's welcome Bishop E8. And when they mentioned, I couldn't get out of my chair. I sat there. I could not rise up from the chair and come to the pulpit. Because suddenly, I saw myself years back in high school. When they came to class and they said the following students owe school fees. Number one, the whole class will go E-A-T for school fees. They owe. But today when they mention it, they invited me to come and preach. May God turn your story around. Amen. Are you still in church? You sit down. Let me continue preaching. I need to listen to this very briefly. Amen. Is the microphone working? Can you hear me well? Very well. No, I'm telling you, if my name was number two of those who owe school fees, it would be a mistake. I have to be number one. Every time they came and said, exams time. The following students owe school fees, so they cannot write the exam. Number one, the whole class will go, E. And the humiliation, the embarrassment. I can remember one day, it was raining heavily. I think I was in Form 2, secondary Form 2. Raining heavily. As the names were mentioned, exams time, I walked out. I began to cry. I could not even feel the rain. I couldn't feel the raindrops on me. I walked through the rain out of the school campus, walked out. Just didn't know where I was going. I was just walking and walking and walking as I was crying and wondering. My friends are writing exams. Is that how my life is going to end? What did I do wrong? I just didn't understand what is happening in my life. Moved on and on and on. And throughout, you know, it's a long story, but happened to meet somebody who was interested. Oh, what is happening to you? I said, at old school at that time, it would be maybe 30 pounds, 20 or 30 pounds. I said, I can't write my exam. This man put his hand in his pocket, gave me equivalent of 60 pounds. He said, go and pay and keep the rest as pocket money. I ran back, paid up. It was a little late, but I was able to go on. Now, I'm just saying that, you see, as I moved on in life, I could see the struggle I had. Because if you don't deal with rejection, it will lead to depression. And it will lead to bitterness. And bitterness can lead to anger. And anger can lead to violence. Many of those who are violent in life because they are bitter against people who didn't treat them well. And they vent their anger on society because they didn't allow their proper treatment of what they have been through.
But God has begun a good work in you. I said, God has begun a good work in you. Do you understand what I'm saying? No, I'm saying, and so as you moved on in, I told you when I was going to university, I packed my clothes in an empty milk carton. Because there's no money to buy a suitcase. I was angry. I was bitter. Bitter against a father who didn't look after me. I used to tell myself, one day, I'll do well, I'll prosper. One day, I'll be driving my car. I'll see this man standing by the wayside. I mean, I used to have all sorts of negative, evil thoughts. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? They used to be in my mind, and I'd give my life to Christ anyway, but I still had that spirit of rejection, struggling with it. Even I used to be in the Christian fellowship, we'll be happy and all that. When I go back to my room, I lock myself up and sometimes I just cry. I feel so low, so down, so unloved. And I used to be very inward looking, paranoid about everything and everybody. I used to find everybody a hypocrite. They are not genuine. Their laughter, their hugs are not real. I tell you, and all sorts of thoughts that used to go in my mind, the struggles I had all through. People will see you all smiling and happy and all that, but inside, when everything is over, when service has ended, when everybody has gone home, when everybody has parted to their rooms, I'll be lying on my bed and looking up the sky. I said, Lord, what life is this? And all that. One day, about 3 a.m., I had an encounter with God. When I woke up praying and struggling, and God spoke to me, and God said that for my own sake, I should let this anger drop. I should let this bitterness go. Not for somebody else, but for my own sake. If I'm going to become anybody of significance, anybody who matters, I should work on myself for my own sake. Are you still in church? I don't know. You guys are too quiet this evening. Hello? Are you here with me? Am I speaking to you here? I don't know what areas you have had rejections in. Maybe it's a relationship that didn't work. Maybe there's somebody who dumped you or said something terrible about you. And up to now, you just move on, you dance, you shout and all that. But when everything is said and done, there's this heaviness that comes over you. May God give you the garment of praise in the place of the spirit of heaviness. May every spirit of depression leave your life in Jesus' name. Are you here? As I struggled, and God said, let it drop. And I said, no. I struggled for a while. And then I decided that this thing must go. For my own sake. For my own sake. So I dealt with it, I believe. And I remember when I finished school and we're being called to the bar, we're given two invitations. So I sent one to my father, and that the first time he got a card for me, and his son is being called to the bar. So, to my surprise, the program was supposed to be about starting at 9 a.m. When I got to the school, the venue for the occasion, this man told me, security person told me, Mr. Saki, a man has been looking for you since 6 a.m. My father got the first person to get there, 6 a.m. So when he said it's your father and all that. So, oh, okay, that's great. So at the point, I saw him coming. And then he didn't even know the son whose court of the bar he was coming to.
So when I said, good morning, sir. I said, good morning, young man. And he passed by. I said, daddy. And he turned. And you see, and when he turned, then for the first time in my life, we just hugged. And when I hugged him, I couldn't release my hand because I was crying. First time ever. As he stood there and we hugged, and I just felt a certain release in my heart. I knew that God has begun a good work in me. Are you there? God wants to do a good work in you. And he will complete that good work. I said he will complete that good work. I don't know what experience you have had in your personality that can mar your personality. It can mar you. You. There's something, and if you don't take care, you can even carry that thing into marriage if you don't work on it now. I'm preaching. Are you still there? You can carry it. An innocent person can come and find that, why is this person so untrusting? Why is this person so, full of all sort of bitter and all that? It's because the person is suffering vicariously. He's suffering from what you have grown up with, without knowing what he or she is dealing with. I'm telling you, may God heal us. May God restore us. May God, you see, I'm saying that the blessing must start from within. Because God can give you a nice car to drive. But if the one driving the car is full of bitterness and anger, you are not going to go anywhere. Am I talking to anybody here? God can give you a house, and he'll give you a house to live in. But in this house, there must be sweetness in your life. May God bless sweetness in your life. Amen. I don't know what experience you have had that has seemed to have a hold on you and seemed to control aspects of your life. I'm saying to everybody here that God has begun a good work. A good work has begun. In this convention, may that good work be brought to a completed end. May you leave this place released and delivered. Are you here? May God make a difference in your life. Some of you can carry, I've carried unforgiveness for a very long time. It's been so long you've carried it. There's bitterness that you have carried along for a very long time. Maybe if the person is dead, but it is still, the bitterness is still inside of you. But God will help you. I said, God will help you. Am I talking to anybody? Oh yeah. I tell you, what struggle it has been. Wow, it was that, as I said, I was born again. I was speaking in tongues, but I knew that something has to change in my life. God has to take over aspects of my life that I was keeping and holding on. Are you here? I said, are you here? That thing has made you lose value. I met a lady who was sleeping with anything in a pair of trousers. Lost value. So I asked her, why are you living this way? She told me how when she was young, she was raped several times by an uncle. And from that time, she said, I don't like my, anybody who wants me can come for me. You see, so you don't know what somebody is, what is making somebody behave in a certain way. You see, that evil, that bad experience he has had is now controlling her future to the point that she has lost value. If you want me, come for me because I've been abused and misused. Hello? I think I should move on very quickly because the place is very quiet now. I hope I'm not spoiling the convention. May God empower you within. May God give you power to overcome every bitterness. Say amen.
Amen.
May God give you power to overcome everything that has controlled your life. Every past that has seemed to control your life. Some of you, mistakes that you have made may still be haunting you. But God is working on your life. God is separating you from your past. Your past is redeemed. Your present makes sense. Your future is secure. Lift your hand and shout amen, somebody. Say, my past is redeemed. My present makes sense. And my future is secure. Amen. Look, there are two ways that bitter people can go. They can either recoil and become so depressed and so isolated, or they become very violent. Either way, it's not good. Are you with me? Become wild and uncontrollable and do all sorts of violent things. I'm telling you, because of sometimes what things have happened, or they become untrusting, they withdraw, and if you don't work on yourself and somebody marries you in that condition, it's not going to be easy. Because he will not know what has happened. All he saw was your breasts and your bottoms. And he felt that they are very nice. But there's something inside of you that is different from your breasts. That one is inside. He has begun a good work in you. The part of you that nobody sees. I wish somebody's hearing me this evening. There's a part, brother. There's a part of the sister that nobody sees. Am I talking to you here? I tell you. You become, so if there's this spirit of insecurity around the person, every time, where did you go? You said you come at 7. It's now 7:15. I mean, who are you talking to on the phone? Hey, and you in the night, you are searching a man's pocket. Who was he talking to? You see, sometimes because of the background, the place is quiet. Whew. God will help us. I said, God will help us. I've been at the place where I've seen God work on my life. Work on my life. I bless God. I remember when I met Bishop and we talked and all that. And he knew, Bishop knew, even once we had church has started and all that, we had started a church and we're all together and all that and so on. He still knew that I had a struggle. That struggle was still in there. The struggle of low self-esteem. The struggle of feeling rejected. I mean, you see, you may see somebody smiling, but you don't know something that, it's not everything that you know about the person. I tell you. I can remember one day, Bishop gave me some money. You know, I knew that I released this hurt from my heart, but I still felt that, look, my mother, you know, I love and cherish her so much and all that and so on. Bishop said that, look, see, this money, I want you to give it to your father. I said, pardon? I should give this. You see, when God brings a person into your life, through the grace of God on his life, God will bring total deliverance to you. Sometimes when I hear some of the teachings that Bishop is teaching at First Love on how to honor your father and all that, I said, this is a deliverance message for many people who are angry and upset and full of hate for people, for parents and for fathers in particular. I tell you, not every father is great. But before you criticize your father, wait till you become a father. Are you still in church? Are you still in church? I tell you. I said, what? I mean, just long before he became, he just said, to give this money. And the money was quite big. And I told myself, my mother, I've not given her this money before. Why should I give this money to my father? I told him, I'm going to divide it into pieces and give him small for about 5 years. I'll give him small. like $10, £10 a month for 5 years. I don't want the money to finish. Why should I give this book money?
But he said, give it. That was also healing for me. I'm telling you, healing for me. Amen. Before my father passed, I was began to take care of him. I heard that he was not well. Went with my friend Bishop Addy because he had a stroke. We bought for him wheelchair. We bought medications and several things. When we went to where he lived, delivered the drugs and the wheelchair and everything, he couldn't speak well. Struggling, he was talking. And he told my stepmother, please beg this my son for me. How I treated him. How I neglected, because he was okay. He had a good job. Worked in a good place. Could afford to pay my school fees with a just snap of the finger. But he was not interested. He said, beg. I said, please don't beg me. My father doesn't owe me an apology. He doesn't owe me an apology. He doesn't have to apologize to me. I remember that evening, as he was talking, he was crying. My stepmother was crying. I was crying. Bishop Adi was crying. I just stood together. I said, don't beg me. Don't beg. You see, if somebody hurts you, the person doesn't owe you apology. You owe him forgiveness. Should I say it again? Yeah. If somebody offends you, hurts you, he does not owe you an apology. You owe him forgiveness. You are rather in debt if the person offends you. Anytime somebody steps on your toes, you are in debt. You owe the person forgiveness. Yeah. So I'm waiting for him to come and say sorry. Where did the Bible say that if he comes and says sorry, forgive him? So if your brother sins against you, forgive him. You don't have to, you just didn't say that he must come and say sorry before you forgive. If you offend, you forgive him. Anybody who offends you, you are rather in debt. You owe the person forgiveness. Amen. I don't know whether you are falling asleep on me or you are hearing what I'm saying. God has begun a good work in you. I know you've come that far, but I sense, I'm sure that God dropped this thing on my heart to share with you, because I feel that inside of some people here, some things must drop. Some things must drop. The great blessing is coming, but something has to leave your life. Some issues have to be dealt with in this convention. Can I have an amen? Amen. Some things have to be dealt with in this convention. God is working on you. God is working on you. God is working on you. Are you there? I said, are you there? What experience have you had that is difficult even to share? To share. Because you feel that not everybody can understand you. You feel that, hey, this thing, it's complex, complicated. So you pick up your phone. Is there anybody I can talk to about this who will understand it? Bring it to God. I said, bring it to God. Let God heal your hearts. I said, let God heal your hearts. Let God restore your life. And God is going to do great work in you. He who has begun a good work. I said, good work has begun in you. If you don't deal with it, if you don't come and say, Lord, this thing that has been hanging around me, today, I drop it and I carry on with you. I come thus far, but I'm receiving complete healing, total healing. so that I can be somebody that is of worth inside of you. Your blessing must start from within. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Are you there? Yes. I said, are you there? Yes. What is it that you're difficult to share? What experience have you had that is difficult to open up and talk about it? Open up and talk about it. I tell you, I'm saying this in this short while, but I know the struggle. The struggle. How it was. I'm glad I met Bishop. I'm glad I met somebody who understands the word and understands spiritual things. Are you there? Several times we'll be talking and say, hey, this thing. There's a reason for this and all that. Say, yay, this thing, for my own sake, I'm going to let it go. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
God is working in you. I say, God is working in you.
Amen.
May God bless you from inside. May you be totally blessed.
Amen.
May your life be a blessed life.
Amen.
May God empower you from inside.
Amen.
Shout amen.
Amen.
Your life will be sweet and beautiful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are not going to carry excess luggage
Amen.
Into your marriage,
Amen.
Into the ministry.
Amen.
You're not going to be, some people are very complex. Very complex to handle. And a pastor doesn't know what to do with you. Very touchy. So touchy. Sometimes because of your background. Come so touchy. See, it's easily you go into a mood. Nobody can reach you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Some of you even turn your phone off. I don't want anybody to call me. Your phone is off. I don't feel like talking to anybody. It is a spirit. It's a spirit of heaviness, a spirit of depression that makes you pull away from everybody. So I want to stay away from everybody. And then after a while, you come out of that mood. You call the mood, it is actually a spirit. And that spirit, you see, you are ordinarily a nice person. Ordinarily, you are a pleasant person. Nice person, but when that situation comes, nobody can reach you. Nobody can relate with you. A cloud comes over you and comes over everybody around you. Can anybody understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe not you, but you know people, somebody like that. You can see that, hey, something has, his thing has come. Her thing has come. I can't reach her. Nobody can reach. Tell you, you have to wait to come out of that spirits, and then there's freedom. But today, God is setting you free.
Amen.
I said, God is setting you free.
Amen.
Receive your freedom in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive your liberty in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May your children not inherit that spirit from you.
Amen.
How many of you are still here? And some people, you know something? Apostle Michael, some people hide it behind, oh, I'm melancholic. They hide it behind temperament. I'm melancholic, so sometimes I don't feel like talking to anybody. Look, don't hide the spirit behind the temperament. I'm preaching. I'm preaching. Yeah. I'm very melancholic. So because I'm melancholic, that is my temp. That's how God made me. God didn't make you a depressed person. Say amen, somebody. God didn't make you. You see, that thing can ruin your relationship. It can ruin it. It can ruin it. Yeah. It can ruin it. You will not be able to relate to anybody. Nobody can relate with you. One lady said that, I don't like it when I'm happy all the time. She said, I'm looking for a reason to be sad.
No, I heard it in my ears. I'm looking for a reason. I don't know why I'm happy. Is there nothing that can make me sad? It's an evil spirit that is control. Very nice person. This lady I'm talking about, she's one of the dancers. She dances. But she's looking for something that will make her sad. I don't like it when I'm happy all the time. Yeah. I see God changing you. I see God changing you. A lot of them can't, you see. Sociology tells you that we are product of nature and nurture. Nature is how you were born. Nature is how you were brought up. So your nature, how you were born, and your nature, how you were brought up, two things that can influence your life. But I believe that now the Holy Spirit will influence your life above your nature and your nurture. Shout amen. Are you there? That is why Jesus said that the Spirit of God is upon me. He has anointed me. You heal the brokenhearted. Amen. To set the captives free. Anybody who's a captive of bitterness, of anger, of unforgiveness, of low self-esteem, may that yoke be broken in the name of Jesus. May sweetness come out of your life. I say, may sweetness come out of your life. May people who know you look at you and say, my God, something has changed. Something has changed. Because God has begun a good work and is completing it inside of you in Jesus' name. Your life shall be sweet. I said, your life shall be sweet. May every bitter water become sweet. May every bitter water become sweet. In Jesus' name. Are you here? I said, are you here? Yeah. Some of you, sometimes you cry without explanation. Yeah. You just feel like crying. You cry. You just cry. If you have not been there before, you can't understand it. You can't understand it. But I'm telling you, I'm coming down to tell you that it is a spirit. Don't accept that. That is your nature. Don't accept it. Don't accept it. Amen. Don't accept it. That God made me a moody, depressed, melancholic. No. No. After all, the temperament must be spirit controlled. Are you still here? At the back, are you there? You are sleeping. Amen. You'll be sweet. From today, you'll be sweet. From today, you are going to be sweet. Your life will be sweet. Your friendship will be sweet. Your relationship will be sweet. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? I don't know what it is and what experience. You see, sometimes traumatic experiences can cause a certain openings into your life, and the enemy can use it. I don't want to go into so many other things. But God is helping you. God is helping you. Amen. Rejection is part of life. In life, you'll be rejected before you're accepted. Even Jesus, the Bible says, he came unto his own. His own received him not. So you are not the first to be rejected. Rejection is part of life. Amen. You are not the last to go through this. And you're not the first. Are you there? So pull yourself together and say, from now. Maybe a relationship for 3 years and then we end up in marriage. Yeah. And that thing has so affected you. I don't trust any woman again. I can't trust any man again. You see, and if with that attitude, if you enter into a new relationship, that person is dead. Because you're going to, they said, It's just, I'm going in this with my head and not my heart. But the last time I followed him with my heart, something bad happened. Lift your hand up. Talk to God. Say, Lord, work inside of me. I give my heart to you. Work inside of my heart. Touch every aspect of my life. Talk to him this evening. Karosh kabahatosi. Zikaranda kabahatoshe. Karandi sikatosha kabahato. Verenderi moshi bahanderi moki. Mekatora masindiri mashi. Vakondiri mahatakaya. Zanderi moshi bahanderi adi. Rakato shabahata. Touch every life. Touch every life. Help us, O God. Help us, O God. Work in our hearts. Work in our souls. Work in every aspect of our lives. Breathe upon us, Lord. Breathe upon us, Jesus. Breathe upon us, Jesus. Karandi satondiri bahata. Malira kusiki mahata kiri. Rabondiri bahakatasi. Zukabilito kindiri baha. Masiki fotondiri baha. Talk to him. Talk to him. Maybe a childhood experience. Maybe experience in your marriage. Experience that you have had. That has opened the door for the enemy to use. For the enemy to enter. Pray. 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 Ask God to heal you. Ask God to heal you. Ask God to touch your life. Ask God to change your life. Hand over your life to God. Hand over that aspect to God. Say, Lord, I'm giving it up to you. I'm handing over that aspect of my life to you. Oh, Jesus. 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 Karandu siki bahatosi. Zamandiri bahakotari bashi. Malifa kindiri bosh kibahata. Masuki fatandiri baha. Oh God. Breathe upon us, Lord. Freshness. 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 Let our life be fresh. Everybody pray. 3 more minutes. Pray. 3 more minutes. Speak to God. Speak to him. Talk to him. From the bottom of your heart. Is it a father? Is it a mother? Is it a relationship? Is it some experience that you had? Maybe a boss who dismissed you in an inappropriate way. Something that happened in your life that seemed to control your life and your destiny. But from today, I do not control your life again. 2 more minutes. Lift your 2 hands to God. Pray. Ask him. Karando siki bahatoshe. Mika babanderi bo shiki bahata. Masiki batoki banderiade. Rabati kimbosi. Oh. 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 Manderi boshi ki bahanderi boshi. Zinderi bolo ki banderi boshi. Varandiri bo kabatata. Ha. Ha. Take our hearts, O God. Take our hearts, O God. Take our hearts, O God. Take our souls, O God. Take our souls, O God. Hey, Jesus,
up your hands and give the Lord a shout of praise. Amen. I see beautiful people here. Beautiful from within. Beautiful spirited people. Can I have an amen? Beautiful spirited people. Sweet spirits. Cheerful spirits. Lovely spirits. Hallelujah. God is making you beautiful. Clap your hands for the Lord and go back to your seats. Amen. So the first work must begin inside of you. Amen. That's where the blessing takes place. God will also bless your bread and bless your water. In other words, God will bless the things that you own. Amen. We're going to be ending. It's 9 o'clock, isn't it? So we'll be ending shortly and come back tomorrow. Exodus chapter 23. Exodus chapter 23. And verse number 25. All right. You there? And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sicknesses away from the midst of thee. Amen. Is it beautiful? And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread, and he shall bless your water. You never have food poisoning again in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God blesses the things that you possess. When God took over Moses' rod and blessed that rod, Moses carried the rod for 40 years. He carried this rod. The rod that Moses was carrying when he met God in the encounter at the burning bush. God blessed this rod. Said, this rod is going to be a sign of deliverance. He took the rod to Pharaoh's home, caused miracles. He stretched the rod over the river. The river parted into two. Hit the rock with the rod. Water came out. The rod of Moses became the rod of God. May God bless the thing that you own. I know you didn't hear what I said. What is yours, God will bless it. What belongs to you, God will bless it. Hallelujah. Because God blesses the thing that we own. The thing that belongs. The Bible says your own bread, your own water, God will bless it. Hallelujah. Your salary, God will bless it. What your money couldn't do, it will be extended. It can do more than you can ever imagine. Hallelujah. Can you even understand? Can you believe that the people of Israel, Bible said that they were so blessed that even their shoes never got old in the wilderness. Lady Pastor Victoria, amazing. They wore the same shoe for 40 years. As their feet was growing, the shoes were growing. God is wonderful, I tell you. It's amazing. Their shoes never became old. They wore the same shoe because
There were no shoe shops in the wilderness. So if your shoe gets spoiled, how are you going to get a new one? So with the shoe that they wore in Egypt, they wore the shoes across. Across. By the time Joshua entered the promised land, he was wearing the same shoe that he has worn for 40 years. You see, when God blesses you, the life of your things are prolonged. Amen. Some of you have been spending too much money on your car. The devil has entered some part of your car. If your car is blessed, it will not have an accident. May God deliver you from every accident in the name of Jesus. You will not have an accident. You will not die in an accident. Do you believe it? Yes. Yes. You'll be safe. When you sit in the car, you wear your belt, you will go out. They will not call that your body is in the mortuary. No, it will never happen in the name of Jesus. I curse accidents. I curse trouble. In the name of Jesus. God will bless your car. I said, the car you drive, God will bless it. The car you drive, God will bless it. The house you live, God will bless it. Are you there? A few weeks ago, a church member called me. I went to the house. He said, her little daughter, 5 years old, entered her bedroom and there was a big snake lying on the bed in her bedroom. Can you imagine if the child jumped into the bed? Big snake lying on the bed. May God preserve your house from every evil in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God will bless the thing that you own. Do you believe it? Or you don't think the devil can attack some of these little things? Several years ago in school, I think first year university, we were writing exam, pen, paper, and all these type of things that we used to do. We were writing exam. And when the papers were brought, I looked at the questions and I realized that all the questions are my tips. They've all landed. So I was sitting down, ready to write. Then when I took my pen, I began to write. My pen wasn't writing. I took the second pen. It was not writing. 1982. The two pens were not writing. I said, what is this? Devil. Then when I looked at my side, I saw an unbeliever boy. I knew him very well. Unbeliever. They didn't love God. I served God at all. I said, devil, your child is here, not me. Look, it was like a joke. Like a joke. Maybe I prayed a simple prayer. The guy said, oh, my pen has stopped writing. And mine started writing. Mine started writing. The devil knocked on the wrong door. I said, the devil knocked on the wrong door. I tell you. You don't know what the devil is, a trickster. Are you still there? God will bless the bed you sleep on. God will bless the pillow you lay your head on. Do you believe it? If God can bless the water you drink, may your fridge be blessed. May there always be food in your house. May God give you every need in your life in Jesus' name. He said, I will bless your bread. I will bless your water. Now the things you own, God will bless it. May God bless the chair you sit on in the office. Somebody's about to have double promotion in your office. Receive it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
and you shall serve the Lord. And he shall bless your bread. He shall bless your water. As you serve him, your bread will be blessed. Your food will be blessed. Your table you see behind is blessed. Your computer is blessed. Do you believe it? Or you don't think that God blesses inanimate things? Even Jacob, he took a bowl of oil and poured it on his stone. The stone that he used as a pillow. Bible says he took and poured oil and said, this place where I'm lying, one day I'll build a church here. God can bless even a stone. I'm preaching. Hallelujah. God will bless you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Your hair will be blessed. I'm telling you, you don't know that sometimes you can, ladies, you comb your hair and pop, pop, all the hair can come off. Everything can come off. May God bless the hair on your head. Yes. The hair on your head is blessed. I said it is blessed. Because he said that even the hair on your head are numbered. That means that in every little minute part of your life, it matters before God. For God to have time and say that the hair on your head are numbered. No, they didn't say they are counted, they are numbered. That means that God knows that this is hair number 7325. God knows this is hair number 17,123. Because he has numbered the hair on your head. May God bless you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Yes. 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 God will bless the pulpit you stand behind. The pulpit you stand behind to preach, may it be blessed. So when you speak from the pulpit, may there come healing. May there come miracles. May there come signs and wonders. May there be salvation. In the name of Jesus. Anybody who shall hear you preach from behind the pulpit, they will be blessed. They will be healed. They will be saved. Their lives will be restored. May God bless the pulpit in your church. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God bless us. You shall serve the Lord your God. And he shall bless. He shall bless. He shall bless. The coat you are wearing may be blessed. May your wallet be blessed. May your handbag be blessed. Sisters, I say, may your handbag be blessed. I'm preaching. I'm preaching. I say, may this wallet be blessed. May your card, may your what card is this? May your Visa card be blessed. I say, may your Visa card be blessed. In the name of Jesus. May your iPad be blessed. May this wallet always have money inside. May your wallet be blessed. In the name of Jesus. May this wallet be blessed. Hallelujah. May this one also be blessed. This one represents all the wallets in the church. May every wallet in the church be blessed. May it be blessed. May it be blessed. Can I have somebody's handbag? Give me a handbag that represents all the handbags. Handbag. This represents all the handbags in church. May your handbag be blessed. Can I tell you another thing? I know a lady. I know her personally. She opened a handbag, and again there was a snake in the handbag. May your handbag be blessed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May there be good things in your handbag. In the name of Jesus. God blesses things. You shall serve the Lord, and he shall bless. You shall serve the Lord, and he shall bless. You shall serve the Lord, and he shall bless. You shall serve the Lord, and he shall bless. You shall serve the Lord, and he shall bless. Do you believe it? May your telephone be blessed in the name of Jesus. May your cell phone be blessed. May the phone you have, whom you have, be blessed. May they be always credit on your phone. May God give you a nicer phone if you believe it. May there always be credits. Can I have an amen? May this phone be the reception, the receiver of good news and blessings. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God will bless. 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 I tell you, your car, when you drive, you come back home. When you drive, you go and come back. You will go and come back. May God deliver you from wicked people on the road. Careless driver, may God deliver you. In Jesus' name. Any plane you sit in, it will arrive safely. As any plane you sit in, because you are in the plane will arrive safely. Come on, shout amen. You shall serve the Lord, and he shall bless. You shall serve the Lord, and he shall bless. Reverend Daniel, may your golf club be blessed. Not everybody's golf club. May your golf club give you birdies, give you trophies. I tell you, I'm excited. I said I'm excited. I see blessings all around you. Amen. I said amen. Are you there? Oh, what a blessed people you are. Blessed people. Blessed people. Blessed people. Blessed people. Somebody's contending for your place in your office. Contending. But God will establish you. I said God will establish you. Clap your hands and give the Lord a shout of praise. Are you there? Listen. Every Sunday, I go to church very early. When I go to church, I pray over the chairs. As many as I can touch. Said everybody who sits on this church will be blessed. When they go, they will come back. When they go, they will come back. As they come to the city, let them be blessed. Let them be healed. Let them be saved. Let them go and come back. I pray over every chair in my church. May every chair in your church be blessed in Jesus' name. Do you believe it? May the place you meet at a service, for service, may that place be blessed. Anybody who ever walks into your church, may they receive a miracle in their life. Any unbeliever who comes to your church, may the power of God touch and save them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God will bless the things you own. God will bless the things that belong to you. Hallelujah. I've been to many churches. When I go and preach, God often tells me, anoint the pulpits that the man of God stands behind. Take all and anoint it. As Jacob anointed the thing. I've seen churches transform. Some of you, Pastor, your preaching will change from this conversation. I said, your preaching will change from this. God is anointing the words of your mouth. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. As you preach from the pulpits in your church, you see increase. You see growth. You know something? You see, there's a time when addition is the same as multiplication. 2 + 2 is what? 2 × 2. Yeah. But a time comes when multiplication is different from addition. 2 + 8. 2 + 8. 8 × 8. No, 2 × 8. So 2 + 2 is 4. 2 × 2 is 4. But as we go higher, 2 + 8 is 10. 2 × 8 is 16. I see multiplication anointing on your life in Jesus' name. May your church multiply. May your finances multiply. May your spiritual children multiply. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. It will multiply. It will multiply. When I saw the pictures of First Love Church last Saturday on Facebook, I told myself, Bishop Richard has received multiplication anointing. May that multiplication anointing come upon your life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Are you here? You will never remain the same after this convention. I said, after this convention. Some of you, your money finishes by the 10th. 1.5 weeks, your salary is gone. But God will look after you. You will do much more than you can ever do with the money God gives you. I tell you, you'll be blessed. He said, you shall serve the Lord, and he shall bless. And he shall, it is his duty to bless, and he will bless you. He will bless you. Some of you, you see, I don't know. You see, I have found monies in my pockets at home that sometimes surprises me. I find, hey, look at your $500. May you have surprise money in your house in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Miracle money. Miracle money. Miracle money. And it's coming to you in the name of Jesus. Sometimes it's like magic. Jesus sent Peter. Peter went to the riverside. He threw in the rod and picked up one fish, opened the mouth, and there was money in the mouth. The question is, how did money, coin, you see, when coin falls into water, it goes down to the bottom. Am I right? So how come a particular fish was there, opened the mouth? And the Bible said that, and the money was in the mouth of the fish. Now, how can there be money in the mouth, not the stomach? And the same fish can also swallow a hook, because your mouth is full. But the money was in the mouth and was able to swallow, hold on to the hook. And of all the millions of fishes in the sea, how come it was this particular one? Because Jesus said, listen, Peter, I'm going to do a miracle. I'll push away every fish. There's one particular fish that is coming to you. May you receive your miracle in the name of Jesus. I tell you, God will bless you. God will bless you. God will bless you. I said, God will bless you. Some of you are going to sit in plane, you didn't buy the ticket. They didn't hear me. They didn't hear me, isn't it? You are going to sit in plane. You did not buy the ticket. it will happen practically. Because you shall serve the Lord and He shall bless. I see blessed people all over here. Literally say, I receive my blessing. Say, I receive my blessing. Say, I receive my blessing. Hallelujah. I want to give you one verse of scripture and we close. One verse of scripture. Genesis chapter 28. Verse 13. Yeah, that's the one I was talking about. Genesis 28, verse 13. Bible says, and behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and God of Isaac, and the land whereon thou liest. To thee will I give it, and to thy seed. Next verse. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thank you, Jesus. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west. Master Seed, Chapel International. You shall spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, to the south. Master Seed Chapel International, you shall spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. Shout hallelujah. Put up the scripture again. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. God blesses your seed. And tomorrow we're going to go into that. Can I have an amen? God blesses what? Your seed. You know, Psalm 112, verse 1, Psalm 112, verse 1 and verse 2. It says, praise the Lord, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandment. Verse 2, his seed shall be mighty. Are you seeds of Bishop Dagwood Mills? Is he a righteous man? Is he a good man? May the seed of our bishop become mighty. May his seed become mighty. You shall become mighty. You shall become mighty. And you too, your seed, your seed. God blesses seeds. May your seed become mighty. What you could not achieve, may your children achieve them. May your seed become mighty. Are you there? The seed of the righteous shall become mighty. I see mighty seeds. I see mighty seeds. I see mighty seeds. Do you believe it? When you take an offering, it's a seed. And that seed you are planting, it shall become mighty. Oh, your amen is very feeble. I said, that seed you hold in your hand, it shall become mighty. It shall become mighty. It shall become mighty. Hallelujah. Are you still here? I prophesy to you. You become mighty seeds. And I prophesy to your seed. Your seed shall become mighty. Your seed shall become mighty. Yes. Yes. Bible says in Numbers chapter 24. Bible says that, and the seed shall be in many waters. Your seed shall be in many waters. When I read these passages, I see in our bishop that how his seed is in many waters. Many waters. Many territories. Many lands. Your seed shall be in many waters. Shout amen, somebody. How many of you are still in church? I said, are you still in church? Are you still in church? Shall be in many waters. He that go about holding precious seeds shall doubtless come back with his seeds rejoicing. Hallelujah. Your seed is precious and you are going to come back. You are going to come back with mighty results in your life. Shout hallelujah. Come on, shout your loudest hallelujah. Are you blessed tonight? Father, thank you for the blessing of serving you. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for your people. I pray, O God, that you bless us from within. You bless our bread. You bless our water. You bless the work of our hands. You bless the steps we take. May nobody here ever take a regrettable step. A step that you regret taking. In Jesus' name, may God order your steps aright. May God order your steps to fruitful lands. May God order your steps to blessed places. In the name of Jesus, may God cause his glory to be seen in your life. As you serve the Lord, may he bless your own. May he bless everything that belongs to you. May you never waste your money on the wrong thing. In the name of Jesus, may God bless you. May God help you. May you become mighty in the land. Wherever you are, may God make you mighty. May God make you mighty. In your school, may you top the class. May you, when you're choosing the best 3 students, may you be one of them. In your workplace, when you're choosing the best 3 workers, may you be one of them. Do you believe it? I see somebody getting ready to get married. I see your wedding in the next few months. Receive it in the name of Jesus. God is going to help you. God is going to bless you. And your children shall be blessed. You will be blessed. They will be blessed. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for the Lord. Go back to your seats. Are you blessed tonight? Who? We'll continue tomorrow. In this camp, as in this convention, nobody is going to go without the ingredient of blessing. Since you have chosen to serve the Lord. Okay, go back now. I said, since you have chosen to serve the Lord, your life, the commonest ingredient in your life will be a blessing. Inexplicable blessing. Blessing that nobody can understand it. Your life will produce uncommon results. The result of your life will not be common. They cannot reconcile who you are and the result of your life. Receive it in Jesus' name. In the little church where I pastor, I've dedicated 2 sets of triplets. May you have uncommon results in your life in the name of Jesus. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? It will happen. I said, it will happen. Go back to your seats. A good season. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Those of you who took the envelopes home, can you please bring your envelopes to the front very quickly? Can I have the baskets? Somebody help me.